Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share poetry and prose that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. And today's piece is called Encouragement for When You're Struggling with the Fear of Failure. Today's episode is a response to a reader who asked the question, how do you handle failures? And here is the response. What I have learned about failure is that while it is inevitable, grace is inevitable too. Sometimes I learn from my failures, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I see how it made me stronger, and other times I feel neutral about it. Perhaps what matters is that even when I can't see the silver lining, I do see the horizon that fills the morning sky with sunlight. I hear the chance to start again and the sound of neighbors leaving their homes to start the day, and the sound of birds singing across the way. Perhaps what matters is that even when fear lingers, we notice how grace lingers too, filling up the room with music that reminds us, even here, there is more to you. When it comes to failure, two things can be true. Number one, you are free to feel whatever you need to feel, whether it's grief, embarrassment, disappointment, or a mixture of feelings. There is no shame if that feeling does not go away. And number two, at the same time, there is grace, unmerited favor that reminds you you are loved and seen, even when you're not succeeding or winning. Continue to do your very best while also knowing you are not defined by what you accomplish. You are also not defined by the times you failed. Even when you're worried that others might stigmatize your failure and cause you to feel fear or shame for not winning like you're supposed to, this remains true. You matter just by being here. And if no one has ever said those words to you, it's still true. You matter just by being here. If the people you look up to make you feel like you need to succeed more and fail less, it's still true that there is so much more to you than who you are when you are at your best and most accomplished. Of course, success can be a beautiful part of your story, and I hope that you celebrate every mountaintop moment. You are worthy of love and support when you arrive at those peaks. And you are also worthy of love and support when you are in the valley or somewhere in between. Failure will come. Success will come too. But it is never just the mountain or just the valley that will define you. May you learn to embrace the entire landscape of who you are. See every failure for what it is. And see every moment in grace for what it is too. And now I would like to invite you to repeat after me. My mountains and my valleys make up a landscape that I can see before me. My mountains and valleys make up a landscape that I can see before me. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to ask you a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Give yourself permission to write, sketch, or paint the way you've been feeling about this week so far. Where have you seen grace? Thank you for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.